Hi, welcome to Sammy Knows, the podcast about business ownership, motherhood, and juggling everything in between. I hope that you enjoy listening, and I'd love to hear some feedback on my episodes. Hi everyone. So it's been a hot minute since I last recorded a podcast. I can only apologize for that. My life has been 100 miles an hour and I've been working on so much business stuff, and I decided to pop on here today just to give you an update of where I'm at and how things are progressing along. So I started off my new year going to the Salon Owners Conference with Forrest in Dublin. Now, this is an annual event in my calendar, so the only way I can describe this event is business, networking, and a lot of fun. So the Forrest team are quite forward-thinking. They're quite young, modern. They like to move with the times. They like to get people G'd up. And I don't know, there is something about Dublin that just sucks you in. Every time I go, I just absolutely adore the place. I did live in Belfast for a few years, so my Irish connections are pretty strong, but I absolutely love it. The Forrest Salon Owners Summit had, I think it was 500 salon owners, and people had flown from all over the world, from Canada, from America, all over. So some of the people that we met there were so amazing and so inspirational. Every year they get the most amazing speakers on as well, and it's people that you wouldn't normally get to spend time with, really, which is so exciting, because I think getting to network with people that inspire you really sets you up for the year ahead. I always find that it just gets my new year off to a fantastic start business-wise. So I came away with lots of ideas, inspiration, and maybe a sore head from a lot of fun, but that's to be expected. So fantastic thing. If you're a salon owner and you use Forrest software, I'd recommend booking your tickets to go to the Salon Owner Summit. We actually added on an extra day this year and did a multi-salon owner site conference. And a little tour of Dublin, and we got to go to the VIP dinner party the night before the conference. So absolutely fantastic. So yeah, if you have a Forrest, please book. We've booked already again our tickets for next year already, because it's just such an exciting event. I came home, like I say, with a lot of inspiration. I actually met a new business coach when I was there, so I've signed up, so I'll touch a little bit on that shortly. But I feel that, you know, every business owner should have a business coach, because it keeps you accountable and it keeps you moving. And I actually haven't had one for a little while, purely because I've struggled to find the right one. I had been looking for a salon for a business coach who specialized in businesses that had more than one site, because a lot of the salon business coaches, and all the business coaches, because they're not always salon coaches, that I've worked with over the years, specialize in growing a small business. They don't specialize in what happens when your business gets past a certain size and when you're dealing with multiple staff and you want to grow what the best option is. So I'm really excited for that. So I am going to touch on that. But first, I want to talk a little bit about my salon relocation. So my main branch, which is called Heritage Key, it's based at Union Point Building, well, was based at Union Point, at the Blakey's Key in Aberdeen. Now, that building was done up just 2 years ago for us to move in. Absolutely stunning building. I loved it from when we moved in, and the guys did such a fantastic job of my shop fit out that we just really settled in there. A few problems with being in a bigger building that we found, obviously, is we were up 7 floors, and when the fire alarms and things like that went off, it was always a drama because we were so high up. So, but other than that, we really loved the building. We really settled in. Then one day my landlord came to me and said, "Would you consider a move?" And to start with, I dug my heels in and I was like, no, I really don't want to move. It's not for me. I want to stay where I am right now. I love the building. And he came back to me again a little bit later and said, right, Sam, we can offer you something amazing. We've got a big company who have signed a big contract at the harbour who want to move in, and they want a whole floor, and we'd really like to relocate you. We've bought this other building. And the other building was actually closer to all the amenities that were in the city centre. So after a little bit of negotiation and back and forth, we decided to go with his plan and go for the move. So our landlords, they were dealing with the relocation for us and the fit out to get us moved so that they could have the floor. So I can't thank them enough for the work that went in to move us. I did not realise how much crap my salon had accumulated in a short 2 years of being there. The amount of stuff that was taken over that was just crap. So this is your reminder to go and clean out all those cupboards that you have in your shops, your salons, your businesses, your houses, because oh my God, when we went to move, it was just so much stuff. Overall, the move went as smoothly as I think it possibly could have. It was still very, very stressful, and the move actually started when myself and Katie were still in Dublin. So when we were over there, the move had started. So we came back to, it can only be described as chaos, you know, trying to get everything organized and ready for the reopening and the relaunch. But we got there and we were ready for our launch party with, I think, about 2 hours to spare. If you haven't seen anything online about the launch party, you should go and see the charcuterie board that Katie made, because she pulled that out of her arse. I don't know how she did that, but it was honestly unreal. We priced one of these up, and for the size of board we wanted, I'm sure it was about £1,200 or £1,400. And she managed to make it herself to save on costs. So hats off to Katie for that one. That was a fantastic pull there. The launch party went so well. We had over 150 in. We advertised this like the first 50 people to come in get a goodie bag. We managed to get some local businesses to contribute to the goodie bags, which was fantastic. We'd also hired a DJ and a fire performer for the night, so they were able to put their business contact cards into the bags as well. So a little bit of promo for everyone. And I always find that the goodie bags just gee everybody up to be there sharp. And the first 50 people came in, and there was actually a queue at the front of the salon when we moved. The buzz of having that for your launch is just amazing, to have a queue of people waiting to come in. My fire performer as well, everyone said, oh, only you, Sam, you're so extra. I can't believe you got a fire performer. But in my defence, our signage wasn't actually due to go up. We were worried it was going to be late, and we needed something so that people knew where we were. So the only thing I could think of was what lights up. And someone had said, oh, like, what about like a fire dancer? And I was like, oh my God, brilliant idea. So that was it. It was all over it. And the girl, Corinne, she was absolutely fantastic. She turned up on time. She performed for, I think it was about half an hour, 45 minutes. And was there to welcome all of our guests in, and it also let everybody know exactly where we were. So yeah, we had about 150 through the door, which was a fantastic turnout. So I am absolutely delighted with that. We had our, I'm going to go back and talk about my new business coach. Now, I really wanted someone who knew about multi-salon ownership, because it's something that is uncharted territory for me. I do own a few branches now, but I am not going to lie, I am doing it blind, because I haven't had a business coach that's been able to show me how they've grown their business, how they've gone from multiple sites, that sort of thing. So it was really important to me that I found the right person. So I actually got talking to some people at Forest, and they said, why don't you try, I don't really want to give her a name yet, but why don't you try such and such? And I thought, oh my God, why did I not think of her? So this is a girl who owns, she actually has 7 salons throughout Scotland, and I have worked with her previously. I've got into her salons and done training for her team. So I'm actually really, really excited, and I feel like she just gives me a bit of a different perspective, because she's done exactly what I'm doing at the moment. So a little bit of guidance. It makes me accountable for the goals that she helps me set, and it really is hopefully going to help drive me. So I've only had one call with her at the moment, and we're going to have monthly calls going forward, but I'm really, really excited about this. I think it's maybe what I need to keep pushing my business in the right direction. So at the moment we have 3 sites. So we have one in the Trump International Golf Course in Balmedy. We have a spa. Well, it's not really a spa, but it's called a retreat, because we don't have any like thermal experiences in yet. So, but the treatment room's there. Lauren and Eden work there, both full-time, and they give the most wonderful experience. And we have nothing but 5-star feedback on that salon, and it is so exciting. And then we have our Bridgerton salon, which is, it's a lot different. It is a small suburban salon that is on the main road, really easy to see. It does really well. It's always busy. It's always booked out. And Kaylee's actually the manager of that salon, and she does a fantastic job of running that shop. It's so busy. And if I could double the size of that, I would. Unfortunately, there's not much room for relocation in the Bridgeron area, and we are sort of set on like a small shop size. I would love to introduce more advanced treatments into that location, but we just don't have the room for it. And then we've got our flagship store, which has obviously just moved to Merchant Exchange from Heritage, from Union Point. So yeah, we have the three salons, and we've actually just signed to open our fourth branch in Inverurie, which is really exciting. So this will open in March. We have all the work set out to go. So yeah, at some point in March, hopefully the start of March and not the end, we will be opening in Inverurie. So that'll be me up to four branches. Obviously, that's a big change from having one salon and one team. We now have a really, really big team. We have a mix of self-employed and employed staff. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I'm going in the right direction with the removal of opening more and more branches. I have this dream, I have this goal just to keep going. And I'm sure one day I'll be like, right, I've had enough of this, I want to sell. But I'm very far from that point at the moment. And I love my businesses and I love what I do. And I love our industry. It's always changing. And I teach as well. And I love teaching people and seeing their passion for our industry. And I love learning new things myself. I'm always training in different treatments and different things because I think it's so important to stay relevant and to stay fresh. So definitely, if you don't have one, get yourself a business coach because it really helps. I started out a 12-week business plan ahead. Obviously, most of this is to do with actually a lot of work on my management team. Obviously, I used to do a lot of the running myself. Now each of my branches has a manager. So I am learning to run a team of managers and help them, teach them like management roles and how to really be good at their position. So that is something that I'm focusing on at the moment. So my 12-week business plan is obviously a lot with Inverurie opening and that as well. I'm also off to Fashion Week in a couple of weeks. So I've been organising that. So I love going. I go every February and September and I run my own teams at Fashion Week. And I love it. I absolutely love it. So I'll do another episode based on that and how that works for me. I have also made my vision board now. I put this on my Instagram stories about my vision board, and the amount of messages I got was insane. I can't believe how many people had never even thought to do a business, just to do a vision board, not a business vision board, just a life goals vision board. Now, actually, I started doing this after I went to the Forest Salon Owner Summit last year. So at the January 2023, I went and I actually saw Roxy Nafusi. Now, she wrote the book Manifest, and I'm not going to lie, I'd never been into anything like this. I always thought like airy-fairy, not for me. But actually, I sat down in my seat and I was like, I don't think I'm going to like this at all. Like, is it going to put me to sleep? But I absolutely loved her. I loved her story. I loved her stage presence. And it was all about manifesting, but it wasn't about the type of manifesting that I had presumed. She talks a lot about goals being achievable. You know, you're not manifesting that you're going to win the lottery. It's got to be things. And the more you affirm basically what your goals are, the more likely you are to achieve them. So she spoke a bit about vision boarding, and it's something that I have done since that time last year. And I've had fantastic success with it. So basically what I did was, when I got home last year, I made a small vision board. Now, that vision board contained a few goals of what I wanted to achieve over the next few months. It had one long-term goal, but the rest were all relatively short-term goals. And within the couple of months, I'd achieved everything. So I sat down, I did a new vision board, and the same thing happened again. And then I did my third vision board, and the same thing happened again. So I've just done a new one 2 weeks ago, and I absolutely love it. I love my vision board. So I'm just going to share with you a couple of things that are on there. So one of the things that are on there is obviously to get back to podcasting more, and here I am. I'm achieving that goal right now. I have on there that I want to pass my umpiring. I do netball, and I did my umpiring course last year, but I've got assessments to do. So on there is to pass my assessments and actually achieve that. I've got London Fashion Week on there. I've got spa days. Now, I love a spa day. Anyone that knows me knows that my favorite thing to do in the whole world is to go on a spa day. I absolutely adore it. So we have a few lined up, and I love doing it for market research. Again, it lets me go, lets me see how other salons and spas do things. But yeah, I absolutely love that. I've got a trip to Stockholm on there, which I've obviously pre-planned with my daughters to see Taylor Swift. They'd been on for ages about that, so we're going to that. I've got my paddleboard on there because I'm wanting to get back into paddleboarding when the finer weather comes in. I love it. I'm not a fantastic swimmer, I'm not gonna lie. I can swim, I can keep myself alive, but I love paddleboarding, so I can't wait, and I can't wait to get back and do that again. I've got on here that I want to open another salon, which obviously is on my goals as well. I've got on that I want to win some more awards. I want to go a cruise, which actually I ended up booking, so that is super exciting. I have booked for June with my friends again and my family. I've got that I want to be debt-free. Now, I'm not really in any debt. I was really good and got myself out of all of my debt. However, I do have a credit card, and I am guilty of just throwing little things on there, and before you know it, it has racked up to a small sum of four figures. Just from picking up things, I'll just throw that on the credit card, and I need to get out of that habit. So that is what that's on there for. So I have that on there so that I can get my credit card paid off. It's only a small amount that's on there, but get it paid off and just don't use it. It should be for emergencies, not for bunging little things on. So, because I end up paying interest on it, and that's stupid. And I don't know why I do this. It doesn't make any sense to me because I'm debt-free in all other ways. So yeah, that is on there as well. I have that I would like to buy an investment property this year at some point, so I'm hoping to achieve that. I'd like to grow my Instagram following, and I'd like to get my salons to a profitability over this next year where I'm able to actually take some dividends. I reinvest every penny that my salon makes, and I have actually never taken dividends because I just have this huge passion for making it grow, making it bigger. So that's on my to-do list as well. I'm like, I must get this to this sort of stage. So really exciting goals, and goals are, they keep me focused. And actually on there, I've got a lot of family time. I've got a lot of personal goals. I do have some other goals on there that I don't really want to share that are private to me. One of the other ones is to upgrade my qualification at the moment. So I want to work to a higher level of qualification. I already have like a IQA, and I have assessor's qualifications. I'm looking to get trained up to my level 7 in beauty, which is now available through Qualify. So that's on my to-do list for this year as well. So loads and loads and loads of goals. But those goals will only happen with hard work and dedication. So just sitting and thinking about them won't do anything. But what I found my vision board does for me is, because it's my screensaver on my phone, even when I'm having a bad down day, I'm still looking at it. So I'm looking at the screen of my phone, and I'm constantly affirming that that is what I want to achieve. And actually, even when I'm struggling on, because we all have days where we struggle, even when I'm having those days, I find that it is really, really good for me because I look at it and I'm inspired by my goals, and I think, right, okay, stop that, just get up and get sorted and get motivated and go and do it. So yeah, that the vision boards have really, really helped me. I've spent a lot of time this week actually updating my salon website, and not updating it as in the way it looks. I have made a few tweaks. It still needs a bit more aesthetically, but the SEO, and it's something I hadn't updated in ages. So like all my keywords, my key phrases, so the salon ranks higher. Little jobs like that, I tend to forget to do, to keep on top of. And then I'm like, why are we not getting as many hits like from Google? Or so actually that's something. So if you have a website, this is your reminder to nip on and get that done, because I feel like it's really, really important. So this next week, I have got quite a lot coming up. I've got client days on Wednesday, Thursday. I'm actually hopefully going to go for lunch with my husband on Friday. That's my plan that day. And just enjoy the week ahead, a nice busy week, and get ready for Fashion Week. That's what sort of taking up a lot of my time at the moment. And then I like to have the weekends as much as I can with my family. I work really hard through the week, but I love my weekends with the kids. So I'm a husband when he behaves. So I'm really, really excited to see what 2024 has in store. So this is my first podcast of 2024. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope me telling you some of my goals makes you go and set some of your own, and it also helps to keep me accountable. So thanks for listening. I really appreciate the hits that my podcast gets, and if there's anything specific you would like me to cover, please get in touch. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed the topics today. If you'd like to contact me directly, or you would like any help individually with your own business, please email me at hello@sammymcdonald.com. That's hello@sammymcdonald.com. Sammy spelled with a Y, and McDonald is M-A-C. I look forward to hearing from you, and thanks for listening.